This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Myanmar's military leaders have extended the detention of their ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi until Wednesday. The military detained Suu Kyi on charges of illegally possessing imported walkie-talkie radios 2 weeks ago as it seized power. She is being held under house arrest at her official residence in the capital, Naypyidaw. Her original detention order was due to expire Monday, but a lawyer representing Suu Kyi said a judge extended it 2 more days. The move comes as protesters gathered again in Monday in parts of Myanmar while troops and military vehicles were deployed amid an increased security presence in major cities. Authorities also cut off internet access overnight. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said such restrictions and the arrests of political and civil society leaders are deeply concerning. And in a joint statement, ambassadors to Myanmar from the United States, Canada and 12 European Union countries also denounced the military's interruption of communications and expressed their support for the people of Myanmar, saying, quote, "The world is watching." The government of Guinea has confirmed a new Ebola outbreak in the southeast near the border with Liberia. The area was ground zero of the 2014 Ebola outbreak in West Africa that killed more than 11,300 people. Guinea's information minister told VOA that 3 people have already died out of 7 confirmed cases. He said the Guinean government has moved to isolate all suspected cases so health officials can investigate the origin of the virus and prevent its spread. He said the government's already sent investigators to the area and put together a coordination committee with its technical partners, including the World Health Organization. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The World Health Organization announced Monday it's approved 2 versions of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The move is expected to boost global supplies in the coming weeks. The WHO says they're safe for all persons above 18 years old. The WHO will now distribute doses through its COVAX facility to mid- and low-income countries. The approval also allows countries to speed up domestic regulatory approval to import and administer the vaccines. Also Monday, Britain launched its quarantine program for travelers arriving from 33, quote, red list countries determined to be a high risk for COVID-19. This is part of Britain's effort to keep variant strains of the coronavirus out of the country. Zimbabwe state media reported Monday the nation received its first doses of the Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine donated from China. The report said Zimbabwe's government has also purchased an additional 600,000 doses that are expected to arrive in the African nation next month. That amount is still far short of what it will need to inoculate the country's population of 14 million people. And in the United States, researchers have found at least 7 new coronavirus variants. It's not immediately clear if the U.S. variants are as highly contagious as the British and South African ones. There have been more than 108 million coronavirus infections worldwide. A UN report published Monday points to a sharp increase in targeted killings of human rights defenders and journalists in Afghanistan since peace talks started between the Taliban and Afghan government last September. At least 11 rights activists and journalists have been killed in the period starting September 12th. Analyzing data from the beginning of 2018 to today, the report published by the United Nations Assistance Mission of Afghanistan, or UNAMA, says there has been a distinct change in the type of killings. The report says the attacks have been increasingly aimed at journalists or rights activists. In 2018, 9 journalists were killed in the capital, Kabul, in a targeted suicide attack. Many journalists and activists report censoring themselves and toning down their words of activism. The U.S. has condemned the killing of 13 Turkish citizens by Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. Ned Price, the U.S. State Department spokesman, said in a statement late Sunday that the United States deplores the death of the Turkish citizens and stands with Turkey, a NATO ally, and extends its condolences to the families of the victims. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.